Jeremy Hudson didn't mean to be green. He started selling houses for Mi Casa of Springdale. Then he joined with Bob Dant of RBD Properties, and together they became one of the region's largest property management teams. The Glendale Apartments between University and Putnam, just off center, was just another property until it came up for sale last spring. Hudson and Dant found a Portland, Oregon partner and bought the complex that will soon be known as Echo Modern Flats, Arkansas's first LEED-certified apartments. The 40-year-old complex consists of four three-story concrete block buildings housing 96 one-bedroom units. Hudson began renovations, but found that he didn't really have much to work with.
Basically, it's just a concrete box with no insulation any direction, really, except for the ground itself. Single-pane windows, virtually no insulation on the roof.
As plans for renovation began taking shape, Hudson says an opportunity began to emerge out of the very conditions that needed to be rectified.
Basically, the things that we would want to do anyway, just from a business and economics perspective, in order to save energy and reduce operating costs, also were right in line with what LEED was looking for. So for a relatively nominal cost, we could go after that LEED certification and become the first LEED certified multifamily project in the state.
Architect Chris Barbeau of Modus Studio came in on the deal. He loved having this virtually blank canvas on which to build.
The bones are so good. Great structural bones, great place to start, great palette to work from in order to not only just, you know, revision this place from an energy and efficiency and conservation standpoint, but also from a community location and aesthetic standpoint.
They started by gutting the two buildings on the east side. They recycled, reused, and did everything they could to keep what they didn't want out of the landfill. Still, they had what was basically a cold box. Barbeau said the first step to make the apartments habitable was to insulate everything.
We're increasing the roof to an R24, which is dramatically going to increase the thermal comfort on the top floor of each building. But also, all the exterior block walls are being furred out with additional new framing to the inside, which will eventually have new gypsum wall board over it. But we're filling those cavity spaces on the exterior walls of the block with spray foam insulation, which is bio-based. Which is a local company that it's a spray foam product that uses soybeans.
Each apartment has just 560 square feet of indoor space. The original plan made two separate rooms of the space with a dark galley kitchen in the hall leading to a corner bath. Hudson and Barbeau created something more flexible and modern by installing a multi-use cabinet between the living and sleeping areas. Barbeau explains.
We created the idea of a centerpiece of millwork that is a media cabinet on one side and storage on the other, and then a series of sliding doors that will actually allow the user to reconfigure the space in such a way that they can close it off and make what would be, I guess, a complete closed off bedroom, more or less, if they want to, but otherwise it's a centerpiece you can sort of circulate around. So the idea is a kind of a loftier, more open plan.
The kitchen and living room are now one, a sort of great room effect. Here, Hudson says, another fully mobile unit can be used to define the space.
If you wanted to use it as a desk or an additional countertop for prepping food, or you can use it as a dining table, but just real functional so that depending on how you want to live, you know, it can be change with you.
Corner apartments in the refurbished buildings have some wonderful amenities. Sliding glass doors let in an abundance of natural light. On the second floor, those units have a 6x10 balcony. On the top floor, a stairway leads to a private 12x20 rooftop patio from which residents can survey the neighborhood.
From the roof of each building, if you have a corner unit, incredible views to the east of downtown, to the south of the mountains, to the west and the north of campus, and then you can hear the sounds of Dixon Street, I'm sure.
Everything has been designed for minimal interference with Mother Nature. The double pane windows open for natural ventilation. Paints have no volatile organic chemicals. Locally made cabinets by Twin Oaks are topped with fashionable concrete countertops by 3DG of Rogers. Appliances are all ENERGY STAR rated, including the stacked washer and dryer in each unit. Fluorescent lights save on electric bills. Even your hot shower will have little environmental impact.
We're installing a solar hot water system, which will produce 75% of the hot water that we will use will be produced straight from the sun.
That solar water system will be used other ways, too.
We will produce our own heat for the pool, which I think is a really unique thing, too, because, you know, here in Arkansas, you've basically got three months, maybe four, of usable pool time, you know, from May, from Memorial Day to Labor Day. And we hope to extend that to at least 5 months.
Those showers and the pool will use city water. Hudson says there's another plan for the landscaping.
50% of the rainwater, more or less, that comes off these roofs will be captured and reused for irrigation.
Even the plants watered by that cistern have been carefully chosen. Landscape architect Stuart Fulbright has already cleared all but native plants from the four-acre plot. He'll replant only with native species. A naturescape such as this requires no harmful chemicals to maintain. In addition, Hudson plans a community garden for the residents. The grounds and buildings will be cleaned only with earth-friendly products. He even plans to teach residents to green clean their own apartments. Hudson says what he's shooting for is a LEED Platinum certification, the highest designation possible. He says he intends to bring something entirely new to a group of people who might not otherwise be able to join this part of the green revolution.
You look around and the vast majority of apartments that are available, especially the nicer, newer apartments that are available in Northwest Arkansas, are kind of cookie cutter themselves. And this is going to make available something that otherwise, a renter couldn't afford.
In case you're ready to move in, an Eco Modern Flats apartment can be yours for as little as $725 a month. And that includes utilities and your own dedicated high-speed internet line with modem. To take a look for yourself, go to ecomodernflats.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zan Jarvis.